Never expect anything. An old porter told me that my very first day.
Her flat was at the top of Garnet Hill, the highest hill in Glasgow.
The sweat was lashing off his sick boy. He was trembling.
I write, Glasgow's book festival is coming soon.
Time to change, Batman. Sure thing, Boy Wonder. Another shift at the world's greatest fast food chain.
Inspector McGregor wished there was some kind of official crime scenario checklist, just so that he could have a quick glance and confirm that he had seen it all now.
In a previous year, there was a gathering of Scottish authors who have been appearing at the festival since it began way back in 2006. I asked them for some of their favourite memories.
Turns out I'm the person who's been here most.
Christopher Brookmeyer.
I think one of my favourite ones is the first time I did it with Mark Billingham. Q&A sessions at things can be very unpredictable as to whether MD actually asks anything. Mm-hmm. And Mark and I saw Mary Greenshield waving at us from the stage after a while, and we realised that we'd overrun by about half an hour. And we were the last event on, so there was nobody due on afterwards, but I think we realised we were just having such a good time, and the audience kept the questions coming. And one of those occasions, you almost forgot you were on stage. So that was always a pleasant memory, you know. Events that seem to fly past are a pleasant memory. You can have a few events that seem to take an awful long time in your head.
My favourite memory of I Write, I don't really love sitting talking about myself, but when I'm interviewing other people, I really love that.
Denise Minor.
And my favourite interviewee was Sarah Paretsky, the American crime writer. And it was because she was such an unexpectedly lovely person. And she was so touched because the place was chocker and it was full of people who really appreciated her and appreciated what she'd done in her work and all the precedents she'd set for other people. And she was kind of blown away. She was a bit tearful about it. It was a lovely thing to be part of.
My favourite memory of I Write is probably the show that I did 2 years ago.
Alan Bissett.
What was called Stand-Up Literature. And so I was telling stories and jokes and doing readings from my books. And at the end, I got the audience to vote on whether or not I should take off my clothes. And they voted the way that I didn't want them. So my strongest memory of that is walking down from the Jeffrey room upstairs in just my pants and passing by James Naughtie, the BBC presenter. He was walking up the stairs, mm-hmm. and him just like giving me the up down, and I thought, well, nobody's ever going to take me seriously as a political voice after this.
I've been coming to I Write probably for the last 10 years.
Louise Welsh.
I think the thing that I like about the festival is that it's based around libraries. It's based around readers, which all writers are, and I like that. Okay, people can buy a book if they want to, and we want them to buy books, but you can't buy every book that you want, and I like that people can take the book out the library, because that's where I get a lot of my reading from.
Remarkable that they kept asking me back, given some of the things that happened.
Which were?
I had some walkouts at one of the early events with Mark Billingham, just to told an extremely off-colour story, and some people, I think they'd been in to see a political event beforehand, and they thought, well, let's go and see something else, what's starting now? And so they weren't really ready for what for the content.
It kind of feels like hanging out with your mates, because I've been here, I think, almost every year since it started, and even the first year that it was open, I was on the steering committee, so I kind of felt like I was in with the bricks. So when I go into that green room, it's sort of like I'm going to my mammy's.
I've been lucky to be involved with I Write quite a few times over the years.
Zoe Strachan.
I've got lots of happy memories. For example, I've done events along with my partner Louise Welsh, which is always special and sparky. Really good discussions, really great audience responses, and a sort of testimony to how much Scottish literature, in particular Scottish writers, mean to people, mean to readers and audiences. And I think that the I Write audience is always a good audience, an audience who wants to talk and challenge you and ask questions and just generally get involved with reading and writing.
I was involved in the very first I Write, and I wrote a short story series for the Evening Times that was in the paper 5 nights in a row, and it turned into a play with Elaine C. Smith. And so right from the get-go, I was here.
And I read the audio version of Ida Thompson.
Did you? Oh, that's brilliant. I love that story.
So it's the next best thing to reading a book. And even if books, you think books aren't for you, you're certainly going to enjoy some of the talks. And also, I think it's quite a broad festival. You know, you've got very literary highbrow authors, and that's great. But you've also got, you know, you'll get, I don't know, Billy McNeil coming in and doing a talk or something like that. Or you'll get somebody who's been involved in, you know, a local community project coming in and doing a thing. And there's all sorts of stuff. You know, it's popular and it's populist, and it doesn't take itself too seriously, but seriously enough.
Thanks to Denise Minor, Chris Brookmeyer, Louise Welsh, Alan Bissett, Zoe Strachan, everyone at iWrite and everyone at Glasgow Libraries. iWrite 2018 is on from the 15th to the 25th of March. Tickets and more information are available at the Twitter feed at iWrite, A-Y-E-W-R-I-T-E, or at the website iWrite.com.